"Somebody tell Mattathias we've captured the children," a nurse cried in triumph. "You three brats are in big trouble. You're murderers, arsonists, and spurious doctors."
"That's not true," Klaus said. But as he looked around, he feared that no one would believe him. He looked at the spurious key ring in Hal's hands that he and his siblings had used to sneak into the Library of Records. He looked at his medical coat, which he had used to disguise himself as a doctor, and he looked at the rusty blade in his own hands, which he had just been holding over his sister. Klaus remembered when he and his sisters were living with Uncle Monty, and brought several objects to Mr. Poe as evidence of Olaf's treacherous plot. Because of these small objects, Olaf was placed under arrest, and now Klaus was afraid that the same thing would happen to the Baudelaires.
"Surround them!"
the hook-handed man called, pointing at the children with one curved glove.
"But be careful. The bookworm still has the knife."
Olaf's associates spread out in a circle and slowly began walking toward the youngsters at all angles. Sunny whimpered in fright, and Klaus picked her up and put her on the gurney.
"Arrest the Baudelaires!" a doctor cried.
"That's what we're doing, you fool,"
Esme replied impatiently. But when she turned her head to the Baudelaires, they saw her wink above her surgical mask.
"We're going to capture only one of you," she said, in a quiet voice so the audience wouldn't hear her.
With two long fingernailed hands, she reached down to her stiletto heels.
"This inn footwear isn't just useful for making me look glamorous and feminine," she said,
removing the shoes and pointing them at the children.
"These stilettos are perfect for slitting children's throats. Two bratty little Baudelaires will be killed while trying to escape from justice, leaving one bratty little Baudelaire to give us the fortune."
"You'll never get your hands on our fortune," Klaus said, "or your shoes on our throats."
"We'll see,"
Esme said, and swung her left shoe at Klaus as if it were a sword. Klaus ducked quickly and felt the whoosh of air as the blade swept over him.
"She's trying to kill us," Klaus shouted to the audience. "Can't you see? These are the real murderers."
"No one will ever believe you,"
Esme said in a sinister whisper and swung her right shoe at Sunny, who moved away just in time.
"I don't believe you," shouted Hal. "My eyesight might not be what it used to be, but I can see your phony medical coat."
"I don't believe you either,"
a nurse cried.
"I can see that rusty knife."
Esme swung both shoes at the same time, but they collided in midair instead of hitting the children.
"Why don't you surrender?"
she hissed.
"We finally trapped you, just as you trapped Olaf all those other times."
"Now you know what it feels like to be a villain," the bald man chuckled.
"Move closer, everyone. Mattathias told me that whoever grabs them first gets to choose where to go for dinner tonight."
"Is that so?" the hook-handed man asked. "Well, I'm in the mood for pizza."
He swung a rubber-gloved hook at Klaus, who fell back against the gurney, rolling it out of the evil man's reach.
"I feel more like Chinese food," one of the powder-faced women said. "Let's go to that place where we celebrated the Quagmire kidnapping."
"I want to go to Cafe Salmonella,"
Esme snarled, disentangling her shoes.